Time for taxpayers at AIG to part ways.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. The government is trying to clean up one of the biggest messes still left over from the financial crisis, the bailout of what used to be the world's largest insurance company, AIG. Officials from the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve Bank meet today with AIG's board to consider an exit plan. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale joining us live from Washington, D.C. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill.
Tell us, what is the government trying to do here?
Well, the government owns about 80% of AIG, so there has to be some resolution of over $130 billion still owed to taxpayers. AIG got multiple government bailouts, which means there will have to be a lot of complicated transactions to make the company independent and recover taxpayers' money to pay off part of its debt to the Fed. AIG is selling some of its non-government-owned assets. And Treasury stake in AIG, which is $50 billion, will have to be converted into common stock and sold.
Okay, common stock and sold. So the government's going to be selling stocks?
Yeah, and it'll have to be done gingerly, because if the stocks are sold too quickly, it will flood the market and dilute the value of the shares, and that means taxpayers would get a bad deal, as would the private stockholders, who still own about $5 billion worth of AIG shares. If they get cold feet and start selling as well, that could hurt taxpayers even more. So it's figured that the government will unload its shares gradually over the course of next year.
Okay, we'll be following that, and we'll have Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington to help us. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
Amtrak has released its 30-year vision for high-speed rail travel along the Northeast Corridor, that really busy corridor. The government-funded rail company says its plan would cost about $4 billion a year. Reporter Alex Goldmark looks at what that money could buy us.
Trains would zip along at 220 miles per hour and get you from Boston to Washington, D.C. in about 3 hours. That's a transformational vision, according to Amtrak's Mark Magliari.
The thought of being able to travel from, let's say, Philadelphia to New York over your lunch hour and get there in time within the same lunch hour is something that just doesn't happen right now.
The real motivation isn't a cheesesteak power lunch. It's Amtrak planning for population growth. Magliari says the system will be over capacity by 2030 without a serious revamp. Plus, it's an investment, according to Robert Puentes of the Brookings Institution.
You really could create a high-speed rail network that is generating revenues and is helping to pay itself back.
But with penny-pinching in Washington, it may be a while before a vision like this gets a serious look in Congress. In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And it's time to do the numbers. Stock markets climbed in Asia today. There is some speculation the U.S. Federal Reserve will do more monetary stimulating of the economy. That has the dollar falling because investors think all this money printing devalues the dollar, but stocks are generally rising. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials added 46 points. That's about 0.4%. The close was 10,858.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is on its way. This is the new agency designed to help make sure banks and other financial companies are dealing straight with their customers. While bureaucrats are busy setting up these rules, bank lobbyists are trying to water them down. So says Los Angeles Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
First of all, let's remind listeners how this Financial Protection Bureau is supposed to help or affect consumers.
What it's going to do is it's going to consolidate the watchdog activities of about a half dozen different government agencies all into one that will oversee mortgages, credit cards, payday loans, all manner of money stuff that affects consumers.
And how are financial companies trying to shape these new rules?
They're in the meat and potatoes phase, which means they're devising all of the rules and regulations that will provide the rules of the road going forward. That's where bank lobbyists are very busy right now, trying to give banks and lenders and other financial services companies as much wiggle room as possible for business as usual.
And where are the key wiggle points right now?
Well, right now they're trying to make sure that the credit card reforms, for example, are going to have enough latitude to allow these companies to maintain fairly lucrative business practices, such as late fees and, you know, overdraft and all those sorts of things.
And what's on their wish list? What do they want?
Well, what they're saying right out of the gate is the credit card reforms are first and foremost. She needs to make sure that these are effective and strong and take away some of what some have called abusive practices by the banks, and to do it quickly. After that, you kind of get a mixed bag. For example, predatory lending. Some advocates say she needs to focus on that. Others say mortgages are a key thing because of the housing market. She needs to streamline the mortgage process.
And why are these activists so concerned about quick, quick, quick?
The advocates I spoke to said Elizabeth Warren has about 1 year to prove the mettle of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Otherwise, if she can't show that it's effective and efficient, people will start saying, oh, waste of money, bad for business. And the Republicans, who have been very active in saying this is a bad thing, will step up and say, look, we told you so. So she's going to have to come out of the gate with guns blazing.
Keeping an eye on these consumer reforms for you, LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, the new Vdara Hotel in Las Vegas is made of curved glass. As the owners are discovering, when the intense sunshine hits that curved glass, it gets focused right onto the swimming pool. If you're an ant, you're familiar with this issue. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, hotel guests are complaining that when they lie in the wrong spot, they suffer severe burns. The hotel says it's working on a fix. Meantime, they may want to apply for a clean energy tax credit. That pool heats itself. In Los Angeles, tweeting at Bill Radke Radio. I'm Bill Radke, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.